President John Mahama's visit to the United Kingdom was climaxed with a meeting with the Ghanaian community. This interactive session provides Ghanaians living abroad the opportunity to have first-hand information on progress back home and also ask questions for clearance. President Mahama walked the enthusiastic Ghanaian gathering through his activities in the United Kingdom, which he says promises to yield positive results soon. He said his meeting with British Prime Minister David Cameron resulted in the signing of some bilateral agreement, and some British companies look forward to establishing investments in Ghana. President Mahama emphasized the need for such interactive sessions with Ghanaians abroad. He said it offers an opportunity to clear the air on some misinformations put in the public domain.
In today's world, why is it still necessary for us to meet with you? Because at the click of a button, you can have all the latest information. There are hundreds of websites giving news from Ghana. And so there's been a revolution in communications and in information. But still, it's important for us to meet you, one, because we are your leaders and we must interact with you so that we're able to share information. Two, not all the information that you get in the electronic media is correct. And so it's necessary for us to meet with you so that we can correct some of the misinformation that is put out there on the web. Now, they can even Photoshop and take somebody's head off something and put your head there and spread it all over the place.
President Mahama assured the Ghanaian community that the country is not doing badly and the human index figure looks good. He noted that as a country, failure lies with Ghanaians themselves not appreciating the significant progress being made.
Availability of water was 40%. Today, 65% of Ghanaians have access to water. The main problem now is how to solve urban water. Ghana has the highest electricity connectivity south of the Sahara, except South Africa. 72% of Ghanaians are connected to the national electricity grid. Progress is happening, but because it's happening every day, we don't see it. But it is only when we realize our successes that we can build on it.
President Mahama also spoke on the current energy situation. He said a number of measures have been put in place and the situation is being managed. Just like a boat being paddled from opposite directions, at the same time cannot make headway, President Mahama solicited the support of all in moving the development of the country with a common sense of purpose. President Mahama used the occasion to tour the new office complex of the Ghana Chancery in London. The new Chancery, according to the Ghana High Commissioner, Professor Kweku Boafo, will provide consular services in a more efficient manner with the use of new technologies. What this means is that long queues for passports and other documents will be a thing of the past. The new Chancery will also employ the use of SMS and courier services. From London, Pascaline Adadevu for Radio Ghana.